Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nick Lipscomb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luke Kaupel. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Luke Kaupel. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. West reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Lipscomb applying the tag. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb takes first base on ball four. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cowpel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Cowpel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowpel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. West moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 1 in the game. Solters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Solters goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan is walked intentionally. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lipscomb strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Averill reaches second base with a double. Croner moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky is walked intentionally. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lipscomb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Croner scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Huffman pinch hits for Lou Caupel. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Huffman moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Huffman moves to third. Davis moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive towards short. Larry catches it and throws to second to double up Davis. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Strickland now pitching. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Croner strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Larry moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis is hit by the pitch. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. West hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. West reaches second base with a double. Davis moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kroner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Nick Lipscomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipscomb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lipscomb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Soltis moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Hale reaches second base with a double. Soltis scores. Campbell scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hugh Alexander pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Hugh Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Bill Strickland. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Davis reaches second base with a double. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.